Yeah, everybody, welcome back. You're on the Dave Nash Show. You got Mr. Dave on the side and Mr. Nash speaking to you right now. Uh-huh. Yeah, as you can hear, Mr. Dave is pumped up and energized. Oh. How's Mr. Dave?
Yeah, Mr. Dave is good, yo.
He's good.
How's Mr. Nash?
Mr. Nash is on another level.
He's on another level. Yes. I can tell you vibed up. You on another level. You got that vroom vroom. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see the vroom vroom of the V8.
Yeah. I got natural vroom vroom of the V8. And guess what they call? There are two of them. I got legs.
You got legs.
Foot. Yes.
Foot.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got the foot bucket. I hear
got an
you.
Engine,
you.
Man.
Yeah, uh-huh. So everybody, welcome back. We're back again on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, every Friday morning, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is how we roll right here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, you are tuned in already, and you know what's going to be happening.
Yep.
It's going to be on another level. We're going to take things on a whole new another level.
And you're going to
be
love
shifting
it.
The dish.
Yeah, shifting
yes, obviously,
the dish.
Just like Mr. Nash said, you're going to love it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mr. Dave, let's get into it. What are we talking about? You know, what's the topic and everything?
Yeah, obviously, what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about a leader, successful leader.
Yeah.
In full, we're going to be talking about successful leadership. That's mm-hmm. what we're going to be talking about. That's successful leadership. Yeah. So we're going to be tackling some topics there and there on how to be a successful leadership.
Yeah.
And be that kind of a leader that is led by the Holy Spirit. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just be any leader, especially when you're leading people to Christ. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit in order for you to lead effectively.
Yeah, true that.
But let me not deliver more of it. You're going to get it as we carry on. You get what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
right
that.
Now, we're just giving you the idea of what we're going to be talking about. And
yes.
It's got to sink in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Successful
was,
leadership.
That was just food for thought.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It's food
just,
for thought.
Yeah, food for thought.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Food in thought.
Yeah, we're feeding the thought.
Yeah. But successful leadership, everybody, you heard it. Yeah, it's going to be amazing on another level. And guess what's so amazing about it? It doesn't limit anyone. So you can be young, old, any age.
Yeah.
Successful leadership. Even a baby, man. They lead.
Yeah, man.
They lead.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, yeah.
So successful leadership is for everyone. Not limited. Whether you're in work, school, primary, crèche, what else?
Where?
Nursery school.
Yeah, nursery school.
All
wherever,
of them.
Wherever you act.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You're leading.
Uh-huh.
You're leading. And keep on doing the good work out there. Whether you're running that multi-million rand or multi-billion rand or multi-zillion rand, whatsoever million rand or zillion rand, billion rands that you're running, you got to be leading that company. You need to have skills. You need to have a strategy. You need to have good leadership requirements.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are requirements in running a company. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you got to lead.
Yep.
You got to lead. You got to have that sense of leadership.
Yep.
You gotta lead successfully. That's why we've titled our topic successful leadership.
Yeah, which is amazing. And now that Mr. Dave actually touched those areas,
You
gotta don't get it twisted. You know, there's a lot of leadership titles out there.
Yeah.
We're based on the word, you know. Here at Active FM, where Christ music is hot
music.
Remember, Christ is in everything that we do here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be based on a leader who has Christ in their life.
Uh-huh.
Conquering every single obstacle that comes their way.
Yeah. And we got some things that are interesting for you. You get what I'm saying? You're gonna get them through as we go on with the show, because we don't wanna just keep you sitting there listening to the show and listening to the successful leadership techniques and strategies and all those kind of things. But we're gonna be touching on some more stories, you get what I'm saying, that are happening out there that are gonna get you shocked.
Hey,
you see that face where you were frowning or you were so serious, now all of a sudden you are like, what? Eyes popped out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But without wasting any time, everybody, we're gonna be You know, we never start the show without giving you something juicy, something good, something that will get you off your seat, something that's gonna get you pumped up. So right now, everybody, listen up and stay tuned in.
Yeah, enjoy the music. Just let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you, it's bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Possessing self-pride is your number one killer. Let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. I'm not a will of God to be guiding you as bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. But being self-righteous is your number one killer. This is my new chapter. Questions of the hereafter. Residing in the lust of the world is my only answer. My dad just left me and my mom is going crazy. The reason why I hate marriage is I having babies. Destroy anything in my way before it hurts me. Undress any girl in my eyes before she flirts with me. Take her home certainly. And sure, right, she's feeling me. But deep down inside, see my conscience is killing me. I'm drinking every single night and day for survival. The voices in my head are certainly my arch rival. Got so many problems, I think I'm in love with trouble. And if you look inside my soul, you see my demons, devils are Satan and a couple, wrestling like rebels in my heart. This torch is all that's tearing me apart. I don't care about the start, I simply wanna finish. I can't rely on anybody, cause we all selfish, Just let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Though your lust for money is your number one killer. Let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Though your lust for woman is your number one killer. Always trying to figure out why life is so unfair. Why everything I plan to do seems so unclear. Why this is not a home, why it's a jungle out here. So now I'm truly asking, is there hope out there? Maybe not, so I really don't care. It seems like the death of life has got me in a scare. Covered into deep dark spaces by my stare. My anger raging inside of me, greasy like a bear. Truly so, why should I listen to all these Christians talking about a God who never answers my questions? Why should I listen to all this preaching when the same people never practice what they teaching? Why should I listen to what this God says when all these people are all living nonsense? Why should I even bother with church when the service itself, son, it seems like it's rehearsed, Just let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Though your trudging eye is your number one killer. Let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Though your hate for others is your number one. Yo, if God is so good, brother, then why's the world like this? Is it in God's will for the world to be in crisis? What's the point of this? What's the real emphasis? It doesn't make any sense for me in my cortex. I really wanna understand practically how a God of heaven can down a hill on Calvary. They told me that the sky is a bus. How you leave your throne in heaven to die on the cross, How do you love people as sin when you hate sin itself? So what does this mean, How do you love me when I kill? Is there some sort of condition that's part of the deal, God this and God that. I'm really tired of these God facts. I want the truth from me, yo. I said it, God this and God that. I'm really tired of these God raps. I want the truth from me, Let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. Though you're lacking faith, it's your number one killer. Just let it go, son, it's not for you to figure. A lot of will of God to be guiding you is bigger. Believing in his faith is the trigger. You're lacking understanding, it's your number one killer.
We back. This is your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave, as you all know already. So everybody, we here again speaking about successful leadership right here, and we're gonna be tackling a lot of things as we are back here on a Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's gonna be on another level, everybody, because I know that you're enjoying these shows each and every single Friday morning. You never You never start up a day or a weekend without the Dave and Nash show. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's where the word of God is spoken.
Yeah.
So you gotta stay tuned in throughout, everybody, because we're gonna be delivering the best right here on the number one station with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave right here on the number one station, Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Hot music.
Yeah.
Now, like, getting into leadership, you know, successful leadership.
Yeah.
Now, looking at it, I just wanna start with the verse on, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 28.
Yeah.
I mean 24, not 28. I'm doubling it. Everything, you know, the 4 to the 8. Yeah, but 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, you know, this is what it says. Do you know that in a race, all runners run, but only one gets the prize?
Oh, yeah.
Run in such a way that you get the prize.
Wow. That's real right there. You know, what I was just thinking about when you read that verse, because that verse is familiar and we've spoken about it in some other previous shows that we did last year, basically. So you know, don't be that leader that just leads.
Yeah.
But be that leader that's gonna be impactful, that's gonna impact people's lives, that's gonna change people's lives. Let your footprint count. You get what I'm saying? Don't just put a footprint, but at the end of the day, it's gonna be erased. It's got to count.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's true that. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the scripture, basically, and you know what I love about the scripture when we analyze it, speaking of a race, you know, when you look at a successful leader, they actually get the prize.
Yeah.
They focused and they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, okay, I'm a leader and this is my goals, but you're looking at the other options, you know. So you want to become a millionaire, but you settling for 100,000. No. A successful leader knows exactly what they want and they go for it.
Yeah.
Same with that race, you know. When they're running, they all want to get to the finish line first.
True that.
And the one that's more focused is the one that's going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The one that has a perfect timing, everything, good start, everything. You know, that doesn't only mean that because you're the one that starts with a good start, you'll be the only one that's gonna actually make it. No, it doesn't mean that. Even though you had a bad start, but your ending can be the one that you want. You are the one that determines it. And as a leader, as a successful leader, we're supposed to be setting goals and making sure that our priority is God, based on a solid foundation that God or Christ built for us.
Yeah.
Leading by example.
And you know, as we are speaking about leadership, you hear what I'm saying? Actually, Mr. Nash, what we need to look at is that, especially as leaders, you get what I'm saying? What we need to look at is that a leader should be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, true that.
A leader should be controlled by the Holy Spirit, especially when you're leading people, because you don't want to get yourself in a point whereby you're misleading people.
Yeah.
But instead, you want to be leading people. Not misleading people. So I'm going to read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's got to be self-control in it. You get what I'm saying? There's got to be self-control in what you do. As a leader, you shouldn't take advantage of that leadership technique. You get what I'm saying? You shouldn't actually misuse that leadership position that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is true, eh? And yeah, you know, like when you got the Holy Spirit, like, woo, something that's so amazing is, you know, the language of God is dreams.
Yeah.
Visions. You know, all those stuff. And guess what? A successful leader is a dreamer.
Yeah.
Why? Because they got the Holy Spirit and they empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, they dream. They have visions. They have goals. And those goals are set on what vision that the Lord gives them.
Yeah.
They're not walking by sight, but by faith. So they directed, every footstep that they take is directed by the Holy Spirit. It's so amazing, man.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Because when you get it, when you look at it, our task is twofold.
Yeah.
Our task is twofold. We must allow the Holy Spirit to form our character.
Yeah, man.
Because it can't be just those leaders who just lead just because they have the title, they have the position.
Yeah.
But you need to be that leader that is formed.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You gotta be formed. The Holy Spirit's gotta form your character.
True.
And and we must also aid our disciples.
Yeah.
We must also aid our disciples in being formed until our personality is a reflection of who Jesus is.
Woo. Get it, man.
You get what I'm saying?
It's amazing.
You need to lead in the same way that Jesus led.
Yeah.
Because think amazing. About it yeah. right now. You get the position and what happens? You just be that person who just gets the position and they want to be on the high level.
Hey.
It doesn't work like that.
True.
You gotta have the position, yes, but also have some responsibilities.
Yeah, true that. And that's amazing stuff, everybody. And something that's amazing is this kind of leader is a dreamer. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the one that gives him the dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got Mr. Dave. We're obviously gonna give you some, you know, news feedback and updates.
Yeah.
Mr. Dave, yeah, give it to the people there, you know.
Yeah, in terms of the world news and politics, getting the source from CNN, specific intelligence indicators now show that North Korea is ready for its sixth underground nuclear test at any time. This was told to the CNN by the two officials, the two US officials,
yeah.
that the North Korea is ready for its sixth underground nuclear test at any time.
Yeah.
So this the nuclear test can be ran at any time. So yeah, that's how it is. And also what we get is that in 2015 there were 1.13 billion people living with high blood pressure. This is the health part of it.
Yeah.
There were 1.13 billion people living with high blood pressure worldwide.
Yeah.
Worldwide. This is worldwide, and this is a large number because it's in billions. You get what I'm saying? Not even millions, it's in billions. With the majority of them in low and middle income countries.
Yeah.
So these people were like not earning enough. They were just getting whatsoever that could help them survive at that point in time. And a woman was arrested after she allegedly attempted to actually go and see the president Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She was trying to get into the White House. She attempted to gain entry into the White House.
Yeah.
But then she was caught and then arrested. And yeah. This wasn't the first time.
Yo.
Hey. Okay, it was actually the third time.
Yo.
She never gave up.
Ah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
she never gave up.
Man. She just let you watch
it. Because she actually wanted to go and see the president, to go and speak to the president.
Yeah.
Because that's what she said when she was caught, that she just wanted to go there and speak to the president. The president. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Not just the fact that she wanted to be in the White House or set her foot in the White House. Hey. Like we've been speaking about the leadership, that you should make your foot count.
Yeah.
Your step count.
Ah, man, no, she has vision right
there. She's
being a leader, man.
Like
she knows what she wants.
Go to the president. Not just the White House, but I want to treat the president. Shake his hand, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So that's how it has been. That's your worldwide news and politics right there.
Yeah.
And we know that we're still going to come up with some more interesting news and updates right there on the latest news, world news and politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing, yeah. And everybody, I know you're enjoying it, yeah. So we're going to obviously give you something amazing. Mr. Dave always claps me for saying obvious. So we're going to give you something amazing. Yeah, which is the music, where Christ music is hot music.
I don't clap you.
Okay, he rebukes me. I'm sorry. He rebukes me. He's laughing. Can you see you guys? We will forgive him. Like he says, he's forever forgiven.
Yeah.
We're going to forgive him. So the people enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Come to increase, here comes bliss. Police in Nigeria are reportedly guarding offices of the mobile phone giant MTN in the capital Abuja. The soft protesters tried to storm the offices yesterday in response to the xenophobic attacks in South Africa. And more South African businesses are reportedly being targeted in Nigeria. Protesters also gathering at the offices of MultiChoice. Nigeria has summoned South Africa's top diplomat to register the fears about a fresh wave of violence against illegal immigrants in Johannesburg and Pretoria. Well, contrary to what the Home Affairs Minister has said, the Forum for the African Diaspora believes that the recent violent protests that have taken place in Rosettenville and Pretoria are targeting foreign nationals and are xenophobic. ADF has called on the South African government to intervene, and with what's been called the March Against Immigrants in Pretoria this morning, the Forum has raised concerns about immigrant safety and has called for the South African government to do something. Earlier we spoke to Emeka Johnson, the Forum spokesperson.
The way he said it is justified, but that's not the way he said it. We have a clip of what he said, which is contrary to what you said just now. If he said that, Amnesty International would have indicted him, ADF wouldn't have indicted him, and AU wouldn't have indicted him. Even the Minister of Home Affairs disagreed with him. A cross-section of people all over. In fact, I think it's only Mashaba that has that idea that criminality in Johannesburg has to do with foreign migrants.
Now, we've seen that the communities here in Rosettenville, they went after foreign nationals who they say were dealing in drugs and also running brothels, prostitution brothels and rings. Now, if indeed that is the case, even what's happening in Pretoria, what is your message to those who obviously are not towing the line?
Actually, that's not the case in the first place. We're on the ground, and we found out that that's the case. The case here is actually an outright attack, xenophobic attack on people. And we're not saying that there are no miscreants or criminals among the migrants, but they are infinitesimal. How many migrants are in South Africa in the first place? And look at the statistics. How many of these people have been convicted and arrested and convicted? That's where you get your statistics. They're there. But I mean, this, but South African government has the necessary institutions and that can activate to nail these people and let the laws of the land take position.
What's your reaction to what's currently happening in Pretoria with the illegal march or the march against illegal immigrants in Pretoria?
That march has been planned over time. We tried to intervene by meeting the Mamelodi Residents Association. Mm-hmm. But they agreed initially. We wanted to meet them under the umbrella of the Mamelodi Police Station. Mm-hmm. But at last minute, they reneged. Mm-hmm. We wanted to know their concern and see how we can come in to add value to their concern. We are not saying they don't have concern, but we are saying that mob action is not the solution. You see, even if they do citizen arrest, it's legal. Do citizen arrest, if you see any person committing crime, but our own grudge is that criminality does not have nationality. Mm-hmm. If you're a criminal, you're a criminal. Mm-hmm. And the laws of the land should take position.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our agreement. But you see, the fears now is that this thing will snowball. We said, mm-hmm. we started shouting and crying since Mashaba's statement last year. Mm-hmm. We picketed against Mashaba. Mm-hmm. We wrote extensive memorandum, which we circulated even to the presidency. Mm-hmm. We escalated it to the presidency and even to the parliament, the premier. Mm-hmm. But we are not listening to. We try to inform, we try to interdict this this march, mm-hmm. but it will look as an affront against our host community. But who had expected South African well-meaning organizations mm-hmm. to have interdicted this? Because what is actually happening, the news on the ground now is that even schools are closing, calling parents to come and take their words. And the fears are this thing will escalate to the extent touching some areas like Hebrew, Beria, mm-hmm. Yeovil in no time today.
Now, yesterday, the Home Affairs Minister dismissed reports that the latest incidents are xenophobic. And on the other hand, you believe, though, that they are. What makes you think that they are?
This has been a problem with we and South African government. Mm. The inability to take the fact that this is xenophobic. King's Wellitini statement, we've been looking at it as xenophobic. The Interministerial Committee or the Parliamentary Committee on that issue, we met them. We presented our memorandum, telling them that this, they tried to deny it. Mm-hmm. This is denialism. It's not. It doesn't work well. Ask the common man on the street. Even the protesters themselves have called it xenophobia.
Holla, everybody. We back. We're still on this topic. You get what I'm saying? We're still tackling this topic. You get what I'm saying? Where we're speaking about a successful leader. A leader that is successful leads from behind. It leads from the front, I mean. Because there can't be a leader that leads from behind.
Yeah.
But how will you see where... okay, now if you are leading from behind, well, which means you are following the people that you are leading.
Yeah.
But instead, if you are leading from the front, you are leading the people that are following you somewhere.
True that.
Because now if you are leading from behind, you're not setting an example, you're not under pressure of setting any example, but instead, you are just leading for the fact that, you know what? I'll be just directing from the back. It's just like leading the sheep and the cattle and the goats right there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You only can lead them from behind.
Yeah.
Those are only the things that you can lead them from the behind. Because now, if you lead from the front, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. Yeah. Because these people, these animals actually don't react the same way humans react. You get what I'm saying? So they will just scatter. But now when you're behind, you are able to actually control them.
Yeah.
And run after them.
Now picture that also. Like, you know, when you're behind and there's something that's attacking the people in front, how will you be able to tell that this is about to happen?
Yeah.
Because you'll only notice when they get hit. Like, for example, let's take a car, for example. Now, you know, when there's a crowd in front of you, you can hardly see the front.
Now, if there's a car that's about to bump the people, how are you going to know if they're about, or let's, yeah, perfect example. There's a hole in front where people are walking and you like at the back. And those people, they cannot see the hole to actually avoid it. Why? Because you are the leader. Now, you as the leader leading from the back, how will you be able to tell there's a hole in front?
Yeah.
So we got to turn.
Uh-huh.
You won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
The only difference, the only time you'll actually know there's a hole is when you start seeing people fall in the hole. Whoa, 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 guys, stop. Jack fell in the hole. I didn't see it.
You see, that is why it's important that you, you know exactly where you're leading people to.
Yeah.
Because you might lead them to a ditch.
Hey.
Where they will just fall in there. Bah, 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 bah. And the only thing that you see is that the number is decreasing. The number is decreasing.
Yeah.
The number is decreasing. Like, I had 50 leaders. Like 50 people that I was leading. In fact, rather.
Yeah.
50 people that I was leading. Now, it's only 25. And that 25 decreases. Now it's 20. What's happening?
Yeah.
Not realizing that you were supposed to be leading from the front. You were supposed to be leading from the front. And now, if you are not doing that, the numbers are going up. The numbers are dropping due to the fact that you were just leading from the back. But you were not taking people somewhere. That's why a leader has to have a vision.
Yeah.
A leader has to have a vision. A leader has to lead by example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, actually looking at it, a successful leader doesn't lead from the back.
Yeah.
Successful leader leads from the front.
Yeah.
And is able to tell everything that's coming his way. I mean, look at it. You're leading, and then the person that's following you asks you, why did Jack fall in the hole? And then your answer is, I didn't see. You guys are in front of me.
Come on. And like, now, you are expected to lead those people.
Yeah.
But now, when you are being asked what happened to this person that you were leading, I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on. You are supposed to be leading these people.
Yeah.
Not them leading you.
Yeah, you know.
Because now, at the end of the day, you know, whenever it comes to a point whereby you need to tell these people that, hey, guys, there's danger up front. There's danger coming for, ahead. I mean, there's danger ahead.
Yeah.
You can't tell them why, because you're at the back. You can't see the vision.
Mm.
So, actually, a leader has to see the vision.
Yeah.
Has to see where they are going. If there's a breach right there, he has to see it and find a way to open it.
Yeah.
So that people can go through.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what a leader should do.
And from my side, like my personal opinion, I actually think the reason why you consider a leader is because you have experienced a specific journey.
Yeah.
And you know exactly how to get to the destination.
That's real.
And you know how to avoid the obstacle. That's why they actually consider you as a leader. Why? Because you're able to lead them there without them going through the tough times that you actually went through.
Yeah.
So as a leader, which is loving. Now looking at it, that's why we have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, right? Because he's the one that gives you dreams and he speaks to you. So that's why you're a leader who is a dreamer. Why? Because God speaks through dreams. And I mean, I'm just going to share a quick verse, you know, from the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 38, and this is what it says: but my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. By faith we live. By faith, why? Because the Holy Spirit is there and he guides us and he speaks to us. So you know the destination, you know the target, and you walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because the Lord is there and he's gonna guide you. That's why the Holy Spirit is there, so that he can strengthen us by faith. When we are weak, he makes us strong. When we got the vision and we know where we're going, but there's the tough times coming, the Holy Spirit is able to strengthen us. And as a leader, you're able to say, keep on persevering.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Mr. Dave right here is going to give us news, man.
Yeah.
Dave, check out for us, man.
Going to the news, going to the sports and all that stuff, going to the sports, we have the golf right here. And, a tearful Jason Day has written, has withdrawn from the World Golf Championships play to be with his stricken mother, Danning, who has been infected with lung cancer. So the mother had been diagnosed with lung cancer at the start of the year in Australia.
Yeah.
And given 12 months to live.
Yeah.
Which is, that's sad. That's what gave Jason Day the reason to actually call off the World Golf Championships match.
Mm.
And now she has since joined the 29-year-old and his family at their home in Ohio. That's word, yeah, Ohio, where she had been, where she had further tests. So the mother has actually joined a 29-year-old and his family to actually run further more tests. The 29-year-old, which is her son, Jason Day, who is a world championships golf player,
wow,
who pulled out from the match.
Ish.
So those are the news right there, and yeah.
Yeah, man, amazing stuff, amazing stuff. I can picture myself in that situation. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that, it's something that's sad, you know. And that's why as leaders, we actually need to be there. Why? Because we're also meant to counsel.
Yeah.
You're a leader, and as a leader, you're also considered as a counselor.
Yeah.
Why? Because you've been through a lot. You've been through all these journeys. You've been through all these tough times. And you're able to counsel this person who's going through this tough time. Why? Because you have been there.
Yeah.
And you're able to counsel them, not as a leader who's just counseling a person based on their knowledge, but based on wisdom and the word of God.
That's real.
Because why? The Holy Spirit empowers you.
Yeah.
You're able to give them biblical counseling.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, there's couples that have been saved through counseling from the biblical side.
Yeah.
And that's the right way that you're supposed to be doing it. Like, you know, the world says that you gotta sleep with this person before marriage to know if you will be suitable for them. The Bible doesn't say that.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say that. And if you look at it, most of the people that do it the world's way, what happened? They end up living a miserable life.
Yeah.
But those who do it the Bible's way, what happened? The Holy Spirit and the Lord is in their relationship, is in their family.
Yeah.
And you get their family involved in ministries, all those stuff.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Which is
have the
indeed
whole,
amazing.
The whole family in the ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real right there. That's real, everybody. And you know, we also need, as a leader, you need to have a internal foundation. You get what I'm saying? When I'm speaking about internal foundation, I'm speaking about personality. Because the other things, before I get to that point, because the other thing that we may ask ourselves is, what is it that God had in mind when he decided to create mankind?
Yeah.
You ask yourself, what is it that God had in mind when he created me? What is it that God had in mind when he created me and gave me all these gifts and gave me all these abilities? What did he have in mind exactly? So without a doubt, he was visualizing a being in which he could reproduce his character. So he visualized us in a way that he wanted to build, he wanted to actually build his character in people. He didn't just, not only his will, but also, not only his character, but also his will in our lives. So that's what actually God actually wanted to imprint in our hearts and lives.
Yeah.
So with that all said and done, everybody, we're going to be giving you something that's going to get you moving, get you moving, that's going to get you dancing. So everybody, stay tuned on the Dave and Nash Show right here on the number one station, Active FM, where Christ music is a hot music. Yeah, peace out. Enjoy.
This song is dedicated to all the Nigerian Christians being persecuted for our Savior's name. Hold on. Hey yo, this government's corrupted since the day it was born.
Yeah.
They trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I'll see you on the other side sooner after life. This government's corrupted since the day it was born. They trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn. I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I see you on the other side sooner after life. Hey yo, Islamic terror groups, they approach to make you a murder. They come to take your life for your faith in Christ. And villages are being pillaged and Christians relinquished. This is a call to lift up Nigerian Christians. And women are being raped and kids being abducted. They're trained to be masters of this art of killing. AK sniper scope backed by a government that's too scared to protect their own. Upper room, northern region,
casualties of war, Boko Haram, Satan's puppets, they trying to take this land, just like 10 plagues, and the violence explodes, and the second coming of Christ is getting real close. Massacres will never stop, it's applaud the enemy, military regimes execute over hundreds. February 21st 2014, it's time to wake up, world. And yo, this government's corrupt, this is the day it was born. Yeah, they trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn. I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I'll see you on the other side sooner after life. This government's corrupt, this is the day it was born. Yeah, they trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn. I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I'll see you on the other side sooner after life. And yo, receive your calling and don't flee from this war. Even if it means your life, stay in Christ. Till the end, we gon' do this, we gon' speak that life. And tell all the nations who you are in Christ. If God will be for you, then who could be against you? And keep your face suit up with the armor of God. This war is real, but remember it's spiritual. And Satan is trying to control your whole nation. The spirit of death is running rampant, massacring thousands. And you left your false gods. You believe in the Savior, he'll never forsake you. And everything is for his glory. Even if many are still being killed, it's not in vain. So never feel ashamed, cause eternally we gain. And these pearly gates await our soul and our spirit. And let the Lord's angels comfort your soul. And yo, this government's corrupt, this is the day it was born. They trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn. I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I'll see you on the other side sooner after life. This government's corrupt, this is the day it was born. They trying to keep you trapped just like meat on a thorn. I'm trying to see heaven, so I walk in holiness. I'll see you on the other side sooner after life. In 2014, in January to February, over hundreds of Christian Nigerian Christians have been murdered, raped, and pillaged for Christ's name. Don't be afraid to tell that man that Jesus loves him. And you in the United States.
North Korea's state-run New Media said it has successfully tested a newly developed high-thrust missile engine from its northwest facility, where the country has been launching rockets to put satellites into orbit. The high-thrust engine is a breakthrough accomplishment by North Korea in its effort to test launch its long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, which could reach any point on Earth. However, North Korea has never flight-tested any intercontinental ballistic missile. The Washington-based think tank 38 North said last week satellite imagery indicated activity at the site's vertical engine stand, possibly in preparation for a rocket engine test. North Korea had installed the environmental shelter in late 2015 to conceal detection of test preparations. During his first trip to Asia as Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson strongly warned North Korea and threatened to use all options available to deal with it, including military preemptive strike. He said 20 years of diplomacy has failed and a new approach is needed.
The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table. North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
The United States and China pledged to work together to get the North to take a different course and move away from its weapons programs after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met his Chinese counterpart on Saturday.
Foreign Minister Wang and I had a very extensive exchange on North Korea, and Foreign Minister Wang affirmed again China's longstanding policy of a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. We also exchanged views, and I think we share a common view and a sense that tensions on the peninsula are quite high right now, and that things have reached a rather dangerous level. And we've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out.
Yo, everybody, welcome back here on the Dave Nash Show, yeah. We know you still tuned in. That's how we love you people. As the audience, yeah, our audience. Yeah, we're still talking about, obviously, successful leadership.
Yeah.
Now I can say obviously. Why? Because you've been tuned in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're still loving it. I mean, you're still loving it. Why? Because we're talking about the real stuff based on the word of God.
Yeah.
You gotta have the Holy Spirit in your life. I mean, you look at it, you got rich people here who are leaders, but their life is miserable. Why? Because they got all this cash, but they're missing something in their life, which is Christ.
That's real.
Christ is the one that gives you purpose.
Yeah.
And a life with purpose is an amazing life. Why? Because you know where you're going, your destination, and your goals. Everything that you're doing in your life is not just a normal flow, you know, everyday thing that you're doing. No, you're actually living a life of purpose. Why? Because you're doing the Great Commandment and the Great Commission, and you're living up to the Lord's standard.
Yeah.
And the Lord expects us to be perfect in His sight. You know, Christ was perfect. If you look at it, Christ lived a perfect life. Now, the Lord also wants us to live to that standard. Why? Because it's not that it's impossible. It's possible. Why? Because His Son already laid the foundation and He showed us how to live.
Yeah.
How to live to that standard. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but we striving to be.
Yeah, we perfect. Should strive to be perfect.
Why? Because we are made in the image of God and we are striving to be like Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is perfect, definitely.
Yeah. You see, looking at it, definitely. It's amazing.
It is indeed. And when you spoke about the audience, and don't forget that we're speaking to young and old age groups, you know.
So basically, in other words, we say you're youth, as long as you're under the age of 100, considered as a youth.
So we're speaking to young people.
Yes.
Yeah, energized people. So not excluding those who are over 100, obviously. We're not excluding you. So you are all tuned here. We've considered you. And, you know, in leadership, we've spoken about the work side of it.
Yeah.
Work side of leadership. And we've spoken about the sports side of leadership. But now, let's speak about the school side of leadership. Also accommodating those younger people, who was the teenagers, who are still in high school and all that stuff. You get positions in school.
Yeah.
You get a position in school and actually you are given this task to lead people, somewhere. So therefore, you as a leader there at school, you as a person there given that task or given that title of being the president of the school, or some known as the head boy, or some known as the prefect, and some whatsoever you may be in the school, but you gotta take that and make sure that you are a successful leader in whatsoever that you have been given to do, in whatsoever task that you have been given to do. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because even in your academic life, you need to be able to set an example.
Yeah.
You need to be able to set an example to actually lead people somewhere.
True that. And looking at it, obviously, you got the title and you've been elected as a leader.
Yeah.
And even though you elected as a leader, I know something we tend to think is, this is impossible, this is too much work and all those stuff.
Yeah.
Looking at it, a successful leader is a leader who is a person of faith.
Yeah.
Now, being a leader there in high school, something that I have to say is, you obviously encounter a lot of challenges. We both leaders here at high school.
Yeah.
You know, we're still in school, we're doing our last year of high school, which is secondary.
Yeah.
So we're doing our last year, and something that I can say is, as a leader, you get tough time, you get pressure, you get loads of work.
Yeah.
And what you gotta do is put God first in your life.
Yeah.
You should be a person of faith. And what I mean by a person of faith, I'm just gonna give you a scripture which is gonna give you the background of it. So in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, this is what it says. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, which is the word of God.
That's true.
So you gotta be a person of faith. How do you build that faith? I know a lot of you are gonna be like, okay, you're saying we should be a person of faith, we should base our life on Christ. Now, how do we build that faith? Because I don't know how to build faith. You gotta build faith by hearing the word of God.
Yeah. And
which word? You know, sometimes you're like, okay, we tell you, you gotta build a faith by hearing the word. And then you're like, which word? There's words everywhere. We're talking about the word of God.
Yeah.
The Holy Bible.
That's real.
You gotta hear the word. Whether it's on your phone, podcasts, sermons, all of that, just get the word into you. It builds your faith.
Yeah.
And that's what you gotta do. So that when, you know, people come to you and they know that they can get help from you, they need you to counsel them, what do? You make sure that you give them the word based on the word of God.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And actually, the word actually builds your character. This is an external reflection of what we have accepted eternally.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You need to have the character, and not just any character. You need to have the character of Jesus Christ. You need to have the character that is able to love, that is able to bear things. You get what I'm saying? That is able to lead people. And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So that's the only way you can find your character being built, which is in Christ. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with that said and done, in terms of leadership side, we're going to give you some updates on news and all that so that you can keep updated. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't want to just leave you right like that, but we want to keep you updated as well. The rise of rugby in America took another step forward.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
Ha ha ha. Yeah.
As Las Vegas welcomed record crowd to its international tournament for the 7th year in a row.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing, eh?
Ah, man.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
You know, these guys are on another level.
Yeah.
Like, the rugby has risen to another level in America. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
All the best right there. Also representing all the countries right in Africa, America, wherever you are, I'm sure they have represented right there. And as FIFA's Secretary General Fatma Samba Diouf Samora is one of the most powerful figures in the world football. This is the football part of it. Her appointment last June was historically and groundbreaking. The 54-year-old from Senegal is the first woman and the first non-European to hold an executive post soccer's governing body.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, the women are taking it forward. They're taking it forward to another level. Everybody, yeah. It was nice being with you right here on the number one station, the Dave and Ness Show. Yeah, don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and catch some more shows. And don't forget to tune in again on a Friday and get a lots and lots and lots of exclusive news stories that we got for you. And the last thing that we have right here on our news is that the North and the West and the Saint West may be getting a sibling sooner than later. So Kim Kardashian West says she wants a third baby, a third child with her husband Kanye West. Yeah, that's what we have for the news, everybody. And we're about to shut the gates down. And it was nice being with you, Mr. Nash. What do you have to add on?
What I have to add on is that a successful leader moves the spiritual realm. Gotta be moving the spiritual realm as a leader, you know. You gotta be leading people and making sure that you touching them on another level in terms of their spiritual lives, not just their physical. Obviously, you're changing their physical, but you gotta impact their spiritual lives also.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, it was nice having you join us again on a Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We love you all. Peace out.
Yemen, Iran, and Iraq are among the nations targeted by the president's travel crackdown, and all are condemning it. Iran is threatening to reciprocate with a U.S. visa ban. Shiite militias in Iraq are also calling for a ban on all Americans, but that's unlikely to happen as U.S. and Iraqi forces are teamed up in the fight against ISIS. Tonight, Iraqi forces backed by the U.S. military are making gains in their push to drive ISIS out of Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. Our Charlie Daggett is there.
It's been more than 100 days since the battle to retake Mosul began. Even with the backup of U.S. airstrikes, Iraqi forces have only recaptured the eastern side. As we drove through the streets, we witnessed the trail of destruction from the fighting that had raged here. The journey made more eerie by the fact that ISIS militants and sympathizers might be watching. Iraqi commanders believe a number of ISIS fighters were locals and simply melted back into the community. Iraqi special forces took us to Mosul University, the scene of a ferocious battle to recapture an ISIS HQ. Retaking the university was a strategic and symbolic victory for Iraqi forces. It served as an ISIS headquarters, a command and control center, which made it a prime target for U.S. and coalition airstrikes. Captain Saif Ali told us some ISIS fighters fought to the death. Do you remember how many car bombs? Three car bombs. Iraqis believe ISIS used the university as a missile and mortar factory, its labs to develop chemical weapons.
This is where they make the launchers.
We even found ammunition stashed in a busted freezer. We also saw signs of what it used to be, the lecture halls, a campus bookshop, dorms for some of the 30,000 students who used to study here. Closer to the front line, soldiers brought us to a home ISIS had fled from, past a stripped-out SUV in the process of being turned into a suicide car bomb. Inside, they showed us a pile of toys, confiscated from children, forbidden under ISIS. A normal childhood put on hold. Here's where the fight has come to a standstill, right along the banks of the Tigris. Major Arkan Hashim, battalion commander with the federal police, said he and his men come under a regular barrage.
Where are the mortars coming in from, if you can point them?
From a school there. So that's in yellow.
There's
yellow
a school color. Over there.
Yeah, yeah.
The yellow building.
A yellow building.
He showed us where mortars had come in just a few hours before we got there.
And this happens every day.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I'll make sure I'm not here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Morale is high as Iraqi forces prepare for the final assault against ISIS in Mosul. What no one knows is what ISIS has left, how many bullets and suicide car bombs, and whether they've saved their strongest fighters for a final stand. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, Inside Mosul.
Got a hold of me, enemies tower over me, it won't be over easy. They scramble the frequency, I hear voices trying to speak to me, trying to take my peace from me. Even when they go away, they leave with a piece of me. I just want to go our separate ways and live peaceably. Put it all behind us, they continue to rewind it. Add to the confusion when I'm looking for the minus. They all took a piece, but I don't know where mine is. Maybe my greatest weakness was my kindness, and I just need silence. Why does it seem like violence is the only way to find a moment of peace and quiet? Taking thoughts captive, so many to collect, when they dance around my head while I'm close to the edge. Don't push, I blame everyone but me. Even though it's plain to see I was a kamikaze. That's right, I'm the captain of my own ship. Yeah, I'm the captain of my own ship. Wrecked, lost at sea, living above the law. Not that it was warranted, thinking I'm innocent. Then they showed me where the warrant is. I'm drowning in guilt, my grave is the bed I made. What I thought was watching out for me was actually a razor blade wrapped around my wrist. Time wasn't on my side, it didn't have my back when confronted with my pride. Does it lead to the fall? I can't remember which is first. It's the start of the end, December 1st, as I burst through the clouds. I'm leaving this whole world behind me. Must have forgot that this world lives inside me. I tried to escape, I was flying, but I fell. When you buy into the lie, it's your soul that you sell. I was falling to my death, but before the sun set, the sun stepped in my place. The one who gave me breath took the fall, so I fell in the palm of his hands. And I fell to my knees and surrendered my plans. Now I'm close to the sun, walking in the light, waiting for the day when my faith turns to flight. I begin.
Sometimes I feel like Harvey Dent with two faces, reminded death is a choice that's only a flip away of a coin. And I'm tired of flipping like birds in a gymnast, directed by Wes Craven, a Hitchcock nonetheless. I'm tired, I'm so tired of being strong in front of the choir and wretched when I'm alone and I'm jaded. I hate it, I hate my sin, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate the reason why I think they say I'm their favorite as soon as they play it, as if the music I'm making could substitute for any one or two of the 150 from David. I'm sore when I'm naked, I'm falling in anguish. They all think if there's a K or an M on your followers, then that probably mean that I'm famous, and these are preteens that say this, try to escape it. I'm not, and I don't wanna be, till the benefits of it hover in front of me. How I'm gonna live up to humble beast, what I'm mumbling underneath, tumbling from a tree of the knowledge of good and thee, evil, deceitful, covering up with the public me. And now I'm wondering what good is the motor of running backs that keep fumbling. Does he dream of the day they'll replay it up on the jumbo screen? Lupe Fiasco of you like liquor and food, just to prove you are just as fly as the coolest Judas with Jesus, peace, nooses, and submarines. See, I had other dreams trying to fill other shoes, and now I covet you. You in that office despising your 10 to 2, and you turning and missing assignments, tired of school. Sometimes the grass you're thinking is greener is really blue. There's a beast lying beneath at the surface searching for food. There's a reason why wisdom always seems to run from a fool. Sometimes the beast ain't the serpent, it's really you. So stay more submitted, take your repentance like way more serious than mere confession, and scream out mayday with more intentions to change the tradition. Stay more in spirit, wait for what you say the spirit can prove. At mention, pray for Jay Gibbons, a name that I pray you do.
Welcome to the Prayer for Salvation. This is simply a video I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as we seek our Father God. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you will ever make. Remember, it's not about how you feel after you pray. When the Bible says it, that settles it, and God promises to save you when you ask. God's word promises, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation for you, regardless of your past. Your part is to simply believe and receive. So the very moment you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit, and when you're born again, there's a brand new you. Pray out loud after me. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Darkness, my God,
that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Hey, we make a miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de 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 de,